And we know how important wildlife and nature tourism is on the Eyre Peninsula, but what about those people that do the background work, maybe hunting, for example, in making sure those pest animals don't impact on native wildlife? Matthew Godson of Great Australian Outdoors Magazine joins us to discuss the impact of volunteer hunters on the wildlife tourism economy. Matt, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Keith. Thanks for having me on.
When it comes to volunteer hunters, what are the benefits of going hunting, not just from a biological perspective, but also from the human element or the relaxation perspective, I suppose?
Well, one of the things that we find is that people that are involved in the environment care for the environment. So hunters are the same as fishers, that are the same as farmers that are spread across the community. In Eyre Peninsula and also across South Australia and across Australia. They are at tune with the environment. They feel the need to step in and assist if there's pest animal issues. In South Australia, there's hunting groups that volunteer to do work in national parks, and some of those activities have resulted in the return of native animals to the area after, say, the Flinders Ranges had many years of lots of feral goats, and the feral goat population has decreased, and now the yellow-tailed rock wallaby is now bouncing back, as well as other native animals. I believe that there are hunting groups, the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, that's invested money to help FAME reintroduce western quolls into the Flinders Ranges as well. So it's not just the activities that they may do on foot in regards to pest management, but it's also, I guess, their giving spirit on wanting to help increase native animals and decrease the amount of feral animals that are causing destruction to both the habitat and threatened species.
Speaking this morning with Matt Godson, writer and wildlife biologist with Great Australian Outdoors Magazine. And Matt, you spoke about some of those pest animals. Those animals, they're not just there as pests to be hunted. Do they provide a food source for the hunters as well?
Well, that's correct. There are a various amount of feral and game species that hunters do take protein from. Feral goats, as I mentioned earlier, is one. You've got wild deer, which are increasing in areas across South Australia as well as Australia. You've got the old humble rabbit, which many people, the older generation, probably had rabbit as part of their main protein source in years when the Depression was about. You've also had feral pigs, which, depending on where they are and what they eat, can also provide a wholesome protein meal. So there's a variety of feral animals which can be utilised, and also native pest species, as we know, where kangaroos need to be managed sometimes, but that's part of the commercial kangaroo management, that they do utilise both meat and fur.
We were speaking about those feral animals providing protein, and when it comes to those farmers, do you find that there's an opportunity for farmers maybe to grab some of those pest animals and use them as feed or bait for other pest animals, or is it more a case of those volunteer hunters getting out there and engaging in what they would consider to be exercise or recreation?
Well, farmers do have the potential to use some of the carcasses for bait. But the majority, I find, through some of the programs that are run by volunteer shooting groups like the Sporting Shooters, it's mainly relating to the culling of feral animals, and the utilisation would mainly be through the hunter taking some of the product back home with them, and the rest would be left to lie to waste unless utilised as meat for a bait, such as 1080, if they were looking to doing like wild dog control or fox control.
Matthew Godson joining us this morning from Great Australian Outdoors magazine about the role of pest management and hunters in protecting our native tourism industry with wildlife protection groups and recreational hunters. And Matt, when it does come to those hunting groups, and you've said that they're present throughout South Australia, they obviously have opportunities to go camping and utilising the outdoors for other recreational purposes too.
Yes, that's correct. Recreational hunters, you would find a vast majority of them would also be recreational fishers, because one is hunting on the land, the other one's hunting in the sea. They do spend a lot of time camping, because a lot of, I guess, hunting areas or these pest management areas are out bush, so to speak. So the environment which they normally work in, they would be camping, and they would be utilising other pastimes such as fishing to get extra relaxation, if you want to call it that way.
And in your role with Great Australian Outdoors magazine, just finally, would there be just those tips on hunting, or would there be recipes as well in the magazine that you publish with?
Well, the magazine Great Australian Outdoors is a magazine that's focused on destination exploration and conservation. It has a in-depth look at many issues that affect the landscape, our fauna and flora, and we use a mixture of academics, environmental experts, and custodians of the land and sea to provide information which we put together in this magazine. So it's not just about pest management, it's about a lot of different things that occur in our great environment and our great landscape, and it provides plenty of opportunities for people to read up and see what we have across the country.
Matt Godson, wildlife biologist and writer for Great Australian Outdoors magazine, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.